from the Ingle Studio. Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 14th, and happy heavenly birthday to astronaut Frank Borman.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Voter card debacle drives wedge between elections offices. Biden and Trump triumph in Georgia primary elections. And Smyrna resident accused of deadly stabbing surrenders to authorities. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to talk about food longevity. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
A recent oversight led to the distribution of incorrect precinct cards to Cobb voters, causing a dispute between the Georgia Secretary of State's office and the Cobb Elections Office. The inaccurate information was initially attributed to the Secretary of State's office by Cobb Elections Director Tate Fall. However, this claim was refuted by the Secretary of State's office that stated it was Cobb Elections Office's responsibility to ensure the accuracy of the dispatched cards. Fall admitted to the error, citing her newness in the role and unfamiliarity with the process as reasons. She clarified that while the Secretary of State's office printed the cards, her office oversaw the distribution. The error occurred because the data used for printing was extracted before the precinct lines were updated by Cobb Elections. While both offices acknowledge some responsibility for the error, they agreed that the primary goal is to ensure voters have accurate information. Paul confirmed that the mistake has been identified, rectified, and informed to the voters. In the recent Georgia Democratic primary, President Joe Biden clinched a resounding victory, securing renomination with an impressive 96% of votes cast. On the Republican side, former President Donald Trump also emerged victorious in a decisive win, although he has yet to secure the nomination. This result paves the way for a repeat contest between Biden and Trump, marking the first such occurrence since 1956. Despite the high-profile nature of the election, voter turnout was relatively low. It's estimated that only around 10% of registered voters participated in the primary. This trend aligns with historical precedents, as the last instance of a former president running for the White House dates back to 1912, and the most recent example of an ex-president challenging an incumbent was in 1892. Randy Graham, a 50-year-old resident of Smyrna, voluntarily surrendered to the authorities following an alleged incident in which he fatally stabbed 40-year-old Herman Robinson. The incident occurred near Wellstar Windy Hill, prompting a response from the Cobb County Police, who discovered Robinson suffering from multiple stab wounds. Unfortunately, Robinson was later pronounced dead at Kennestone Medical Center. Graham initially left the crime scene, but subsequently contacted 911 to turn himself in. The investigation into the case remains active, and the Cobb County Police Department urges anyone with relevant information to come forward. Robinson's family has been notified of his death. Currently, Graham is being held without bond at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center. He's facing several charges, including murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a knife during the commission of a felony. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
The Cobb County Board of Commissioners has deferred discussions on proposed amendments to meeting rules due to differing opinions among commissioners. Chairwoman Lisa Cupid has indicated potential for some changes to be implemented shortly, but stressed the importance of achieving consensus. Among the proposed changes is an increase in the number of public speakers allowed, albeit with reduced speaking time. A contentious proposal involves banning audio or video media presentations during public comments due to concerns about deepfakes. This proposal has elicited varying response from commissioners, with some questioning its implications for free speech. Other suggested changes include imposing limits on presentations and refining the language of resolutions. While Cupid recognized the necessity for a comprehensive revamp of the rules, she proposed a gradual approach to the implementation. She expressed gratitude to those involved in the process and reassured residents that their feedback is highly valued. Residents have voiced their opposition to a proposed stormwater fee put forth by the Cobb Board of Commissioners, raising concerns over potential double taxation and financial stress. Chairwoman Lisa Cupid has defended the fee, arguing that it's equitable as it's tied to the area of impervious surfaces that contribute to stormwater problems. The proposed fee would differ for residential and non-residential properties, with fees for residential properties expected to range between $2 to $12 per month. Critics contend that this fee would place undue burden on tenants and unfairly target certain subdivisions. Commissioners Joanne Burrell and Kelly Gambrill are against the fee, citing issues related to water transfer and questioning its effectiveness in addressing stormwater challenges. The county plans to solicit public opinion before making a final decision, with a vote expected in March. If approved, the fee would become effective from August 1st. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets about food longevity.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, our question of the day is coming from Brian, and I kind of identify with this one too. And I think this is a really interesting idea. So he's asking, is there a website or resource that'll tell me how long certain foods will keep in the fridge or freezer? As somebody who likes to cook and likes to make extra and then freeze it, I'd like to know this as well. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites that I have on my phone is called Food Keeper, F-O-O-D-K-E-E-P-E-R. And it's a joint effort between the USDA and I believe it's Cornell University. And it's a free app that I downloaded to my phone a while ago. And it has all that kind of information, like how long does certain food keep in the refrigerator or your freezer or your pantry. It also lets me know about food recalls, which for my job with Ingles is really important. And for many consumers and customers, it's also very important information. So that's one that I would really recommend, Food Keeper. You can always go to websites like USDA or check in with your local health department or your cooperative extension office in your town or your county, and they should have that kind of information as well. I've seen people with very handy charts that they keep on their refrigerator to kind of let them know how long certain foods will keep in their fridge and freezer. And, you know, things don't keep indefinitely. I mean, the place that they will keep for the longest amount of time, you know, of course, in your freezer, as long as it's contained very properly, like that, so you don't get air and moisture in and that results in freezer burn. But freezing is definitely going to be the longest, the way you keep food the longest, but the longer you keep food in the, even in the freezer, it's going to dehydrate it a little bit and may not be as moist when you cook it. There also might be freezer burn, like I said, if it's not wrapped properly. And so it might have a little bit of a taste change or even a smell to it. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.